Labazunda Rakabaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, God bless. God bless. God bless all of you mightily. Brother Paul and Sister Lily, God bless you for joining. God bless you for joining. Hallelujah. Mrs. ABC, God bless you for joining. Prophet George, God bless you for joining. Felicia, God bless you for joining. Gracie, God bless you for joining. Pastor Emmanuel Buedi Boateng, God bless you, Word of God. God bless you for joining. D.H. Anan Abuaje, man of God, God bless you for joining. Mami Kunedu, God bless you for joining. Don't worry, very soon I will send it to you, Kra. Mrs. Adoma, God bless you for joining. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, God bless all of you mightily. First of all, I acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit, my Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, He is my Lord. And I would like to also acknowledge the presence of my beloved wife and also my daughter. Yeah. And my daughter has been cheering me up. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I believe that tonight is going to be another wonderful night of the glory of God. Hallelujah. And I know that you are not in the wrong place, because you are where God wants you to be. Note it. Note it. Hallelujah. I want you to note it well. You are not in the wrong place, but you are where God wants you to be, in Jesus' precious name. And I like to also celebrate and also thank so much all the men of God that have ministered before. Hallelujah. Wow, what an amazing atmosphere we have been celebrating for the past 4 days, 5 days. Hallelujah. We have been drinking from deep wells. Now, talk of day one when Pastor Emmanuel Buedi Boateng took over. Wow, what an atmosphere, what a presence. We fed on Christ, the Word of God. Hallelujah. Now, on day two, Prophet Emmanuel Ewusi Beidu also took over, and that one too was another glorious atmosphere. My God. Day three, Apostle Fabiano Judah Piri, also all the way from Zambia, he also took the baton. And it was another wonderful time in the presence of God. And last night was also another wonderful time. Beloved, as James said, he said we should not just be hearers only, but we should be doers. Hallelujah. You are only going to be blessed when you are doing the word. Whatever the men of God have shared with you, please put them into practice. Put them into practice. We are believers, and God has placed us in a higher sphere, a higher realm. But because we are ignorant, because we are ignorant of where we are, two, because we are not doing what we have been taught. Now, come to think of it, we have many Christians around the world. We have many Christians even in our country, Ghana. Hallelujah. We have many Christians in our country, God, and every Sunday you will see them dressed. In fact, every Sunday you will see them that they have put on their best clothes. Very beautiful. Then from Monday to Saturday, the kind of things you will be hearing on the news, about 70 to 80% of them are the same Christians who went to the house of God to dance, to listen to the word, and they are doing all sort of things. And a Christian will feel okay owning a night. A Christian will feel okay owning a nightclub. I have a Christian. It is okay for me to have a nightclub. These days they have a certain name. Pub. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. They have a certain name, pub, and a Christian will be owning it. Other people will be coming to that pub to do all sort of things. They have private lounge over there, all sort of things. A Christian, on Sunday, he will go to church. You see, the key is, we are not doers. And even as we are not so much doers, we are also not good listeners. Oh God, you see, we have become a people. I don't know why I've started this way, but we have become a people who wants to please the flesh more. The flesh which puts us into the bondage of the lower life. A life that even animals despise. I said a life that even animals despise. Romans 8 verse 21. He said, because the creature was made subject 21 sorry okay let me read from the 20 for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who was subjected the same in hope. 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the creature. Creation will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty. So even that low life, the animals, the ants, they all don't even like it. If you are going to work the word in your life, the word will work for you. Let me repeat. If you are going to work the word in your life, the word will work for you. Now, believers are not supposed to be a people who are struggling, stranded here and there. I remember on the first night when Pastor Emmanuel Buedibwaten was preaching, and he made mention of Satan according to Isaiah chapter 14, and he talked about what Satan wanted, the pride in him, that he wanted to ascend to the Most High, sit in on the congregation of the North. He wanted to be like this, like that, like that. And God refused him. But as we have it all. So the Bible says that, and he made us a little lower than Elohim. Psalm 8. He made us. Now, when you read it, he said he made us a little lower than angels. Now, that word angels over there is not actually angels, but it is Elohim. God. Hallelujah. Elohim is the plural name of God. The Bible says, he said, let us make man in our own image. Let us, the word us over there is still Elohim. Elohim. And that particular scripture, you see, he wasn't referring to, now many times we have read it as, okay, it was God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit who were having a fellowship. No. The Bible says there are three which bear witness in heaven: the Word, the Father, and the Spirit. Now, at that time, Jesus had not become Jesus. He was the Word. So, in that fellowship, it was the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. It was when the Word came to earth, he became Jesus. He got his name here. Halevredisha presende. Conivrilendo sempre, ectu rahile frendos, esbiendo rainesh. And that the breath of God will open up our understandings, and that the light of God will illuminate us, and that we will be able to receive freely of all that He has for us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, He made us a little lower than Himself. So that is why man was of a higher level than Satan. And Satan desired the place of man, because all that he wanted to be, man has become. All that he wanted, God bless you, woman of God. All that he wanted to be, man has become. And today you still have, you see, it is because of lack of enlightenment. Believers, if God loves us, a believer, he has been in the church for 60 years. Some have been in the church for 50 years. Some have been in the church for 40 years. Some have been in the church for 30 years. God bless you, Reverend Moses Charisma. Hallelujah, Kokroko. God bless you, Apostle. Great Apostle, I celebrate grace. Some have been in the church for several years, and they will still be there. Lack of enlightenment. They will say, they will still have questions. Why did God send the devil down here? Why did God did this? Why? Lack of enlightenment. Lack of enlightenment. And the Bible says that ye shall know. Ye. So it is a personal pursuit. Oh, Lavraita Makua Lahida. It is a personal pursuit. It is a personal engagement. It is a personal hunger after the truth. He said, why did God create poverty? Is it lack of enlightenment? I believe that these days we need more apologists in the church. Hallelujah. Somebody say, why did God create evil? It is because of lack of enlightenment. We need more people who are into apologetics to address this. Because at the end of the day, you realize that some of these things, it's not God who created this. But some of these things came into being by the choices of men. Because God blessed man with a free will. Lack of enlightenment. He said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Will make you free. So it is the knowledge of the truth ye shall know, and it is a personal thing. Whenever we come online, believers, please hear me. Personalize your encounter and your experience with the Lord. When we come online, or when you go to church, hey, make yourself feel like you are the only person that the man of God is speaking to. Pay attention. Hallelujah. Pay. That's why the other day I said, if you are not paying attention to God, you will be paying attention to the devil. And you see, you are paying. Oh, Yabazuka Yade. You are paying with your mind. You are paying with your senses. You are paying with your time. And time is not actually money. Time is life. So if you are not paying attention, you are in the church and you are paying attention to something else. So it means if it is not something which is of God, you are paying attention to the devil. Is it not so painful? Yeah. And it is just foolishness to pay attention to the devil. But that is his work. He went subtly to Eve, and Eve paid attention. You see, the devil doesn't actually change his methods. He is still applying them, because he knows that there is still the trace of the Adamic nature in us. Now, that is why in the camp. Now, I've said it here and I'll say it several times. Satan doesn't have a kingdom. The Bible says that the kingdoms of the world have now become the kingdoms of our Lord Jesus. He has camps. Hallelujah. Well-structured camps. That is where he operates from. Yeah, the kingdom is only one. The kingdom of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven. That is why when you go to the camp of the enemy, yes, he is structured over there. They even have people who have records of your family members. Listen, don't think family patterns doesn't work. Beloved, they work. Now, when the enemy wants to get you and he has done everything possible and he is not getting you, he will call upon the leader, the record keeper. Hey, record keeper, come. Go through the records. This particular guy, check him. Check the bloodline. Check if he is a man of God. The men of God in that area, those who have come before, those that we were able to cause them to fall, how were we able to go through the records? They will go through the records of your bloodline. They will go through the records of other men of God that have graced the land that they were able to take down. Then they'll say, oh, okay, this guy, the way he is behaving, I think when we apply this formula, it will work. When they apply and that, they will apply another one. But they have the records already there. Oh, this guy, he looks like a certain great uncle. The way he talks, everything, the kind of shirt he wears and all that. And you are there and you are like, oh, I'm a new creation believer. You are just walking about. You are not praying. You are a new creation believer. You are not breaking things. You are not confessing right. They will fire the arrow and they will get you. But we are of God. That is why we have to be doers of the word. Hallelujah. We have to be doers. We don't just have to be listeners. You see, every month I post books. I post books in the WhatsApp, in my WhatsApp groups. How many of the books have you read and you have been applying it? Now, I don't know why, but I feel like I should just hammer on the application. On the first day you heard the word, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, are you applying them? How many of the books do you, man of God, you know, I'm so busy. I did that. You were so busy, but you were still able to have about 5 hours for the boyfriend, that girlfriend or so. You were still able to have 5 hours playing PlayStation, watching series of movies. Oh, exalting flesh. And Paul calls the flesh the body of death. And as you are exalting it, you are being dragged into the body of death. It will be sinking you. Decay takes place. Because you are not exalting the Lord. Your light is kept under a bushel. And so you go to church. But one day a friend will visit you, going to church with you, and all the people are, hey, now, where is Okwa? Sorry. Hey, where is your Christian? All the people in your area, they are now asking if you are also even a Christian. Oh, worshiping God is just of the heart. My sister, my brother, please hear me. Whatever is in the heart is what comes out of your mouth, and it is what we see in your life. I said, I don't know why I've started this way. But I believe that God is repositioning the heart, as the man of God ministered yesterday night. So God is repositioning our hearts. God is repositioning your heart. There are some of you, your hearts are being molded again. Oh, man of God, whatever you are saying, we've heard it before. If you acted on it, you would have seen a change. Oh, this one he's saying, it seems I have heard it somewhere. Let me just close it and go somewhere. That is why your life is still like that. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Receive the word. The Bible says that God gives more grace to the humble. James chapter 4 verses, he gives more grace. James 4 says, maison, greater, extreme. We are what we are because of the grace. And it is through the grace that will empower you, strengthen you to work the word out. To work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work it out. Work it out. Yes, he gives grace generously. And the King James says more grace. He opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Grace to the humble. And he doesn't just give grace, he said generously. He gives more, extreme, greater. Because you have to do greater works. Ah! Hallelujah. And God is working on your heart. Some of you, I believe that by this conference, your attitudes will be changing. Listen, there are many of you, the problem is not actually a certain witch or wizards, but it is an attitude problem. But by the word, there is going to be a change. Hallelujah. Radani veli tozelemenefrenaya. Eknata ito rikida ilabalie. The higher life. I want you to just pray in the Holy Spirit for the next 2 minutes. Can you just pray in the Holy Spirit? Pray in the Holy Spirit for the next 2 minutes. Ikakakate. Ikte. Limba afhandali mushakalia. Esepra ilindo sunik aliet. Keva elie salima shaaktakira. Draele shalibrangalieta suleini iprilanda raita kolina shine velino sunik helima sunte laprande ezalima shangali barush aliet ezele vrini shande reike holienios kemeletela yasukelai. Lambrande shangra ipraite horante lima zando re koya faha kolie. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you. Father, take over. Hallelujah. I'm just going to minister for some few minutes. Then we will get into worship. That is the instruction I received from the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to minister. Now when I say I'm ministering for some few minutes, some people are going, they are like, hey, apostle. Hallelujah. And beloved, make sure you share the link. Hallelujah. Share the link. So that others will be able to join. Now the Bible makes us understand that on the wilderness, when Jesus was with the multitudes and he didn't find food, he wanted food for them. You see, there was a young boy over there. I believe that young boy was a businessman. Hallelujah. The young boy knew business. You realize, Oh, Jesus is here. This is an opportunity to make business. Oh, whatever he says, I'm going to do it. Jesus asked for the bread and the fishes. Hallelujah. Yes, when he asked for them, he took them. The Bible says he broke it. And what happened? They shared it. And when they shared it, what happened? The people, over 5,000 plus people, they were all filled. And the Bible says after it, they collected even 12 baskets full. The young boy only gave 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, but he received 12 baskets full. Can you share the link? Maybe tonight is your night of receiving the 12 basket full of the blessings and the glory. There is going to be that manifestation in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kabosh abalisha baranda. Tonight, we have heard a lot. It's the higher life. The higher life. The higher life. Kara abalimash. And I believe that we are already flying and soaring in the higher life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Now tonight I'm sharing on hosting the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hosting the presence of God. Becoming a man after God's heart. Hallelujah. So you can, it's hosting the presence of God, becoming a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. One important thing that comes with a higher life is our consciousness and recognition of the presence of God in our lives. Alibro shempredele evrine, halagro seprile telish elevridesh. James 1 verse 21. Hallelujah. James 1 verse 21. He said, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Hallelujah. He said, receive with meekness. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Beloved, we have been placed in a higher realm to live a higher life by the presence of God. And by the presence of God, it means that we moving and doing things by his word. And he said, when we receive the word is able to save your soul. The reason why many of you, as for me, this is how I am. As for me, I am this way. I don't know. I cannot change. That is how God made me and all that. The reason why you are still saying such things, you are still doing such things, is because the word has not taken roots in you. Because he said the word is able to save your soul. The word, when the word settles deep inside of you, you are able to speak to your mind. Mind, stop minding that thing and begin to mind the things promises of God. That is when you are filled with the word, because the Bible says that Jesus, our Lord Jesus, said in John 6 verse 63, he said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. Life is able to override death, and we are supposed to be believers walking in the spirit, because we are living in the spirit, because we are born again. He said the word is able to save your soul. If you will forget anything tonight, please don't forget this one thing, that if I work the word in my life, if I do the word in my life, the word was able to deliver me from whatever my mind is telling me to do that does not conform to the word of God, that does not suit the kingdom of heaven, that does not move according to the civilization of heaven. You see, the Bible says that he said, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. We are here because God extends the civilization of heaven unto earth through us. And yesterday the man of God mentioned, he said, we are the extension of Christ. God extends the civilization. He said, as it is in heaven, let it be done. Hallelujah. When you are the believer that moves by recognizing his presence, there is no way defeat will drown you, but rather you will be set upon it. Defeat will even promote you to a higher dimension. Should I remind you, it looked like defeat when Joseph was put in prison, but because the Lord was with him, even in the prison, he was a master over there. He became the keeper of the prison. Everything is set under your feet. He said, the heir, though he is Lord of all, because he is a child, he is not able to receive of that inheritance. Listen, please hear me. Listen. The inheritance of Christ is there for us. It is willed unto us in the name of Christ. It is for us. But there are many of us, our lives are separated from that inheritance, because we are not hosting his presence. And so we are still living the lower life. We are still living the lower life. God bless you, man of God. So now I say the heir, as long as he is a child, different nothing from a servant, a slave, though he be Lord of all. So many of you are walking, confessing all of this, but your life is not fused into your inheritance. There is a separation. There is a separation. But tonight, there is going to be a renewal. Hallelujah. There is going to be a renewal. Now, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12. Kalemu Shele Mandaya. Now, in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says that we should not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, somebody went to our Lord Jesus and he said that, oh, good teacher. And he said, who is good? He said, there is none who is good unless the Father. So, to prove that which is good is to prove that we are heavenly. Is to prove that indeed our citizenship is of heaven, not just a confession from the mouth. He said, by the renewing. That word renewing over there is the word anakinosis. Anakinosis means to be made new, to make new, to renew. But I love it so much when a deeper root meaning says to grow up into the new. You know what is happening tonight? Tonight, as the word is coming to you, you are growing up into the new. You are growing up into another level. You see, whenever you ascend another level up, you enter into a new phase. You enter into a new dimension. Why? Because you are no longer in the old place again. Avritalima kumbri ile kaprahilandro samvelesh. And how are we renewed in the mind? Titus 3 verse 5. Titus 3 verse 5. The Bible talks about the renewing by the Holy Ghost. The renewing by the Holy Spirit. Titus 3 5. He said, not by works. God bless you, man of God. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us by the washing of regeneration and by the renewing. Hallelujah. Of there. So the anakinosis always begins. That is why, as a believer, you read the Bible in the Holy Ghost. You can read the Bible and not receive anything, because you will read and you are just reading with the natural mind, just like that. But you will read in the Holy Ghost. Now, you read in the Holy Ghost, that is when you can see is. But that is becomes a message. The Holy Spirit breathed life. The breath of God that inspired that writing begins to reveal it to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Muhalitahu sayan. Hallelujah. I believe someone is getting blessed tonight. You are getting blessed. We will get there. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 20 verse 11. The Bible said, but the Lord is with me. Hallelujah. He said, but the Lord is. You see, when we go to church, the Lord is with us. When things are going well, the Lord is with us. When we are reading the Bible, the Lord is with us. When the Bible is beside our pillow, the Lord is with us. But what about when circumstances begin to change? God is far from me. I can't hear him. We lower ourselves into a lower life. We distance and detach ourselves from the benefits of the supernatural word. We no longer maintain our stand because we have become a people who wants to feel than to know. But I said it earlier. He said, ye shall know the truth. Ye shall know. He did not say you will feel. You know the truth. That word truth is the word reality. Listen. Horakina velish. And by the reality, by the truth, the invisible became visible. Hear me? There is another you in heaven. And it is the knowledge of the truth that places the you in heaven, in the heavenly places, into you on the earth. I don't know if you got me. Don't forget it. Don't. Please, don't forget this. There is another you. How is it that you are able to dream? You will see a lion and you are able to tame the lion. You are able to dream. You will see a giant and you are able to cause the giant to fall. But in your natural life, if you had seen that lion, if you had seen that dog, the way you will run, there is another you. Sometimes it is not necessarily our angels. Yes, I know there is that theology that some of our angels looked exactly like us. But another you. And God wants us to operate, live from that dimension. We have become lovers of mundane, whilst he wants us to become lovers of eternity. Yesterday, the man of God had wanted to enter into immortality. And the other day, Pastor Boedi Boateng Emmanuel also said it. He said, we don't die. The flesh may go, but we don't die. He has sealed eternity in our hearts. He said, but, hallelujah. But the Lord is with me. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. He said, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. Now, let me say this. When God was introducing redemption into life, when God was about to bring out the new creation, what happened? The Bible makes us understand Matthew 1:23. He said, behold, Matthew 1:23. He said, behold, a virgin shall be with a child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And actually, it is not just God with us, it is God in us. Emmanuel, God in a man. God is with us. The presence. The first gift of God to Adam and Eve in the garden. His presence. And the voice of God will be walking in the cool of the day. In the garden. The presence. But many of us believers, we don't know how to host the presence. Now, listen. Any believer who desires and hungers so much after the presence of God always becomes a man after God's own heart. Holy Spirit. The Bible says, Paul said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Now, those times when you enter a temple, all the treasures are kept in the temple. All the treasures, they are kept. Know ye not that ye are the temple? Know ye not that you are holy? Know ye not? The Bible says in Romans, I think Romans chapter 1 verse 7, Paul calls the church the saint. You are holy. I'll be getting into some matters very soon. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. First Chronicles, please, can we get there? First Chronicles 13 verse 2. First Chronicles 13 verse 2. First Chronicles 13 verse 2. The Bible says, and David, and before we get to First Chronicles 13 verse 2, I want us to look at First Samuel 13. First Samuel, please. First Samuel 13 verse, I think 14. Hallelujah. First Samuel 13 verse 14. And the Bible says, but now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart. Now you read 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 2. That was when the ark was even taken. 1 Samuel 7 verse 2. He said, and it came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after God. The ark of God, which represented the very presence of God, was taken. Now listen, it was not taken out of the land of Israel, because Kirjath Jearim was a part of the land of the Judah, of Judah. Now listen, let me make this statement. There are many believers who have left God, but God hasn't left them. The ark was in Israel, but it was not at the right place that it had to be. There are times we feel that God has left us. It has not left the land of Israel, but they rather has abandoned the ark. Please, let's go. Let's go to the Chronicles. Hallelujah. First Chronicles 13 verse 2. And he said, and David said, now when David became a king, the first thing that David sought after was to return the ark, because the ark was the presence of God. David knew that by the ark we have taken mighty armies. By the ark we have condemned cities. By the ark, the favor of God. So why should the ark be far? David will be in the wilderness. Now when you read the Psalms, you realize that David always desired his presence. That is why when David has even gone in with Bathsheba, David went back to God, that he will give him a he said that the sacrifice that God desires is that of a broken and a contrite heart. He said, do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Do not, because the Holy Spirit is the Prince of Glatila, Aliprini Kindeli, Esmindu Kahatria, Lito Zaliande. We have become a people, although the Spirit of God will not depart from us, but we don't place the honor and the value that the Spirit needs in our lives upon Him. We treat the Spirit of God as a thing, as something else, but we don't know that He is a person. David was crying. Saul did not care so much about it. David was crying. He was yearning. He said, do not take your Holy Spirit from me. He desired the presence, and God said, this is a man after my own heart. So when David became a king, the Bible says, he said, and David said unto all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good unto you and that it be of the Lord our God. Let us send abroad unto our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites which are in the cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us. Verse 3, and let us bring again the ark of God to us. I believe that after tonight, somebody's devotion in prayer, somebody's devotion in the word, maybe I am speaking to a certain sister, a certain brother, you don't even remember the last time you had quiet time, but God is restoring it back to you. You don't even remember the last time you prayed in the night. Even when you prayed in the night, you were just crying unto God for something else. Because we have become a people, we don't know the main subject of prayer. And that is why we are not seeing the civilization of heaven in our lives. It is not only about asking, da. That we will enter that secret place, enjoy His presence, and that He will cause revelations, even of the hidden and the deep things, to abound. Oh, do you think unbelievers are so good than believers? No. Pastor Bwedi Gwate said it. He said, where does Satan draw even his power from? Because all the head of all principalities is Christ Himself. But we have become a people who wants to consume the things of the unbelievers than rather positioning ourselves to be the head. So many times we want to be the tail instead of us being the head that we have already been made. Because we are the head. Let us bring again the ark of our God to us. When was the last time you prayed? There are many schools. Prayer has been shut out in the school. Worship has been shut out in the school. Reading of the Bible is shut out in the school. When did you pray? You see, we will just be watching Ghana Black Stars and we'll say, bring back the love. When did you pray that prayer will be restored to the schools, to companies, to communities? Because we are in the community of God. What we have been experiencing in the community of God, we will see it in our communities here. He said, bring and let us bring again the ark of our God, the presence. The presence. When you host the presence, your confidence shoots up. I'll be sharing some deep truths with you. For we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. Saul did not mind it, but he forgot that it took the presence. Hiya, Brandy. That same presence that made Samuel Samuel, and Samuel made Saul Saul. Oh, you don't know that Samuel was always lying in front of the ark. Where the ark was, he was lying in front. And that was when he received his calling. The presence. verse 4, and he said, and all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. If things are going to be right in your life, begin to host the presence. Become a person after God's heart. After God's heart. Become a person pursuing after his heart. Again, it is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 1. 2 Samuel 6 verse 1. He said, again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. Verse 2. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baalah of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called Alumire Shehatrakiva Haya, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth. Oh. That dwelleth between the cherubims. Verse 3. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah. And Uzzah and Ahio and sons of Abinadab drave the new cart. And when you read downwards, the Bible talks about when they were bringing it, David was so joyous. Do you know the reason why it seems like you are not filled with joy? Man of God, I know I am praying, but there is no joy. There is no joy in my life. There is no joy in my marriage. There is no joy. Because you are not practicing the presence. You are not hosting the presence. When the ark returned, when you begin to do some of the things that I'm about to share with you, in the higher life, joy explodes. I said joy explodes, and that is going to be your testimony. Ah, you will take the report of the doctor. You will just look at that report of the doctor. You will bless God, and joy will be flowing, and you will know, and you will say, whose report shall I believe? Is it the report of my Father in heaven or the report of the doctor? Joy. And when that joy is flowing, every bit of that depression, frustration, sickness is washed out. Ah! Please write this thing down. Nothing surprises God. Write it down. Some of you, man of God, I don't feel like God is with me. Man of God, I said something, I did this, so I don't feel God is with me. Nothing surprises God. Two, nothing upsets God. Nothing upsets God. Nothing surprises him. He is all knowing. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Write this also down. God reigns with you well. God reigns well with you when he reigns inside of you. God reigns well with you when he reigns inside of you. God wants to reign with you. But he can only do it when you allow him to reign inside of you. Listen, the life we live as believers is not outside in, it's inside out. That is Morakishele Frak Undalazio Ku Ivekdete Ele Hor Ekihasayande. That is why out of his wisdom, he has blessed us with the Holy Spirit. We have the indwelling indwelling spirit within us. And we keep on having the infilling of the Holy Spirit again. But you see, we block him. We stop the spirit. Hallelujah. Listen, when you become a man after his own heart, your person becomes his person. You become his image. Now, I'm not just saying things, just talking theoretically. I'm speaking experientially. You become his person. You become his image. When that presence is always with you, you smell like him. Now, when you are in a room or somewhere with someone with a lot of perfumes around the person, what happens? When you leave that place, that perfume stays on you. You smell like him. So even when Peter had not spoken and they were going to kill our Lord Jesus, I believe one of them just, when you watch the movie, the person just smelled. This one is one of them. This one, he smelled like him. The Bible says that when Peter and the other apostles were brought before the Sanhedrin, the Bible says that they perceived, they took knowledge that these people had been with the Lord. His presence. Stayed on them. They smelled of him. Listen, when you are not walking by the presence, you will be acting by reason instead of doing things by the spirit. Luke 5 verse 22, the Bible says, but when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, what reason ye in your heart? The Pharisees were reasoning by their heart in the mind, and Jesus perceived in the spirit. You are able to catch things faster. Hear me. There are a lot of things the Holy Spirit wants to teach you. There are a lot of things he wants you to know. That is what we call a spiritual intelligence. But mostly, we neglect the spirit. We neglect the presence. And we like to act by reasoning. Hallelujah. First Samuel 16 verse 18. The Bible says, then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person. I love the last testimony. All these things were happening. They noticed all these things. Why? And the Lord is with him because of the presence. Joseph will be made the governor. He will be made a ruler in Egypt because the Lord is with him. Genesis 39 verse 3. The Lord is with him. 39. He said, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. The presence. The presence of God will make you a spectacle unto generations. Hallelujah. Now, Psalm 132. We are going back to David. Psalm 132. Psalm 132 verse 1. David said, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. Verse 2. How he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Verse 3. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. Verse 4. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids. Verse 5. Until I find out a place for the Lord. That was when David ascended the throne. He said, until the presence is with me, I am not resting. All that in Psalm 73 verse 25. That is why David will say that there is nothing on earth he desires beside the Lord, the presence, the Holy Spirit. He said, and there is nothing in heaven he likes than God. David, he said, no, I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord and habitation. Why? Because the ark of God had been taken. We don't care how we deal with the Holy Spirit in our lives. Many of us, we don't care how we treat him. But the scripture says this explicitly. He says that do not grieve the Holy Spirit. And again, he says that do not quench. Because when you grieve him, you quench his influence in your life. And so you are tongue speaking. Yes, yes, yes. You are tongue speaking. But you are facing all sort of darkness. Now, verse 30, Psalm 132, verse 30. He said, for the Lord has chosen Zion. The body of Christ, the bride of Christ, that is Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. Verse 14, what did he say? This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell. Oh, Roshakayai. Do you know, God desires to dwell in your body. He desires to dwell within you. But you are not desiring to dwell in him. The Bible says that we should abide in him, and he abides in us. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, he that sits permanently, he becomes our habitation because he already chose us as his habitation. Do you desire him so much? Have you prioritized him so much? You see, it is notable, it will be seen when the presence and the prioritization of the presence was upon David. They all saw David. They all saw. Everybody sees it. We will smell it on you. And when we have embraced that presence so much, he said, I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Now, you can read downwards. Marvelous. Now, let me just quickly run through this. How do we host the presence to become a people after the heart of God? Listen. We prayed a prayer yesterday. We will pray it tonight. And the man of God said we should pray. He said, search within me, O God. Search within me. If there be any found in any iniquity, search. Search within me. Search in my heart, O God. We will pray that prayer again. I feel it. Now we should pray it again. I celebrate grace. The man of God, the Archpope himself, Onyamichi Aminana. God bless you for joining us. Hallelujah. Search. Because many times, amen and amen, many times our pursuits, our desires are corrupted. We think we are desiring after God, but sometimes we are rather desiring after the pursuit of our flesh. Listen. There are people listening to me now. Their heart is after money, not after God. And when your heart is after money, it means that that money doesn't have anything to advance the kingdom of God. How do we host the presence? One, spend quality time with him. Please hear me. Spend quality time with him. The Bible makes us understand of our Lord Jesus that even throughout all night, he will be out there many times on top of a mountain, praying, worshiping, ministering to the Father. Spend quality time. Now, when I say spend quality time, I'm not talking about you maybe being in your room. I'm killing all the witches. I'm killing this, destroying this. Spend no kamazaka later. Yeah. Is that how you do with your boyfriend? Is that how you do with your girlfriend? Is that how you do with your wife? Is that how you do with your husband? You see, there are times that even couples will move out. They will go and spend some days at a certain hotel. And it is not that they are talking, but they are just there admiring themselves. Oh, sweetheart, I love you so much. Oh, how wonderful are your cheeks. In fact, when we came here, within the next 2 minutes, your skin color is changing. They are admiring themselves like that. Spend quality time with God. Share these words with him. Spend quality time with the Holy Spirit. We are so busy, and many times we are busy for nothing. I told you before that there are times, even when you visit the washroom, if they are not giving you any time at work, you just tell them, my stomach, I have to enter the washroom. You enter there 10 to 15 minutes. You are just there. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, I just came here to love you. I just came here to say I love you. I love you. I am missing you so much. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. I love you. You are so good to me. You are just there for that. Those you just. Spend quality time with him. Hallelujah. Two, desire earnestly to hear his voice. As you are spending quality time with him, desire earnestly. I shared this story with you from Prophet George Dokosi when recently he came to Kingdom Mystery Center, and he shared a story with us. He said he was praying with a certain woman, and whilst they were praying, he was only praying with the mind. Okay, so he was not saying things verbally. He was praying with the mind. And the woman was praying, sweating. And the woman said, prophet, I can't hear you. Oh, I can't hear you. They were all in the church building. Then the prophet kept on praying. And the woman distanced herself so that she would pray. Then right after the prayer, the woman came to the prophet. Ah, prophet, didn't you hear anything from God? Then the prophet looked at him and he said, ah, so the way that you were praying, didn't you also hear anything? You see, we always miss. We miss the essence of prayer itself. To hear him. Please hear me. To hear it. To hear him. Now, I was meditating on this thing today, and something just flashed through my mind. And the Holy Spirit reminded me of the days of Noah. And the Lord gave a command, and all sort of animals entered the ark. But human beings, many human beings, were not able to enter. And I was like, ah, if an ant can hear the voice of God, oh, I must hear him. If an ant, if a tortoise, if a snail could hear him, how much more me? All these animals heard him. That is why the Bible says that the creature desires to be loosened from the bondage. Hallelujah. Listen. How did Samuel hear the voice of the Lord? Because he was just lying in front of where the ark of the Lord was. And the Bible says that the light in the temple had not gone out. The light in the... Listen, you can hear the word of the Lord practically all the time. You can hear the voice of the Lord if you are hosting his presence. If you keep your light burning, you hear him. Huh? 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel 3 verse 3. I don't know, please, if I can get it in NIV. NIV. The one I have here, it's King James. And he said, and Eri, the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord. If I can get it in NIV. Where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. So the light in the temple had not gone out. And Samuel, yes, the lamp of God had not gone out yet. Yet the lamp was burning, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Please, can you give me verse 4? Mahavrakido prakila tarakaye alivrin de shangra brakila tosha. He said, and the Lord, we love him, Father, we love you. And the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, here I am. And the Lord, the voice of the Lord, desire earnestly to hear his voice. The third thing, see the Lord around you always. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we are seated in the heavenly places in Christ. See the Lord around you always. Whatever you do, see the Lord around you. Hallelujah. See the Lord. 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 Don't see your problem. See the Lord. In everything you do, see the Lord around you. See Jesus. Even when you don't know what to say, see Jesus with you. See that, I am seated at his right hand. The Lord is seated with me. In your room, when you are going for that interview, Jesus is walking with me. Now, please hear me. Practicalize it. See him with you. in every step, always, at all times, always, always. Listen, even in the midst of your fear, see the Lord with you and prioritize trust in the Lord over fear. When you see him, prioritize trust. Lord, I trust you. Listen, I'm not saying the fear is not, even when you are afraid, I want to take up this opportunity, but I am afraid. But you know that God wants you to have it. David said, I come against you, Goliath, in the name of the Lord. Because David has built up the hosting of the presence in the wilderness. His trust was in the name of the Lord God of Israel. I believe that there might have been a little fear, because even the king was afraid, all of them, but he still had trust. You see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it is not that they did not have fear. Now, if they did not have fear, listen, they said, oh king, we will not bow, because we know that our Lord is going to save us. He will be able to deliver us. Now, if they did not have fear, they will not add the second part. And they said, even if he doesn't, there was some little fear that even if, but they still trusted. They still trusted that the Lord God of Israel was with them. Adonai, Israel was with them. Elohim and the El Shaddai, Yod-Heh Vah-Heh Yahweh was with them. His presence. They prioritize trust over fear. The next thing I want you to do, that be a person who honors the Lord. Let your life honor God. Hallelujah. Let your life honor God. Now, when you look at the story of Saul and David, Saul was more concerned about his will, but David was always concerned about the will of God. If you are going to honor, host his presence, and become a man after his heart, honor him. Let your heart honor him. Let your life honor him. Let your substance honor him. Hallelujah. Those who host his presence are those who enthrone him as king. Listen. Saw himself to be a king. But David always revered the Lord as king. David always revered the Lord as king. Saul always saw God to help him achieve his goals. But David always saw God as the goal. Listen, Saul always used God as a means to achieve his goal. But David always saw God. He thought of God as the goal. If you are going to host his presence, walk with a repentant heart. As the man of God shared with us yesterday, he said that we must be broken. He said, Lord, as Evan Roberts prayed, Lord, bend me. We must become pliable. Listen, for the bow to be used, okay, for the arrow and the bow, for the bow to be used, it must be bent. You must be soft. You must be pliable. You must be bendable. You must be broken. You must have a repentant heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And always engage in that koinonia with Him. Engage with that koinonia with Him. Now, wherever you are, I just want you to begin to speak in the Holy Ghost. I want you to begin to speak in the Holy Ghost wherever you are. Kalu bata tide. Kini vanda rakali vata bola zei. Elishe, Elishe, Elishe. Speak in the Holy Ghost. In the Moshahata. Holy Musaile Iprande. Azinde Ivende. Galemo Shandai. Galush Apayandaya. Azande Legede Legede. Shemri Talabayandi. I want you to begin worshiping. Magalu Talevri Sayati. Ambra kende reki shalagraze hulembi ita sute rindele shanda yade maili bandi urakida desh erandi vresei vresei vresei. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. Glory, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory to the Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and we tower our hands in praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. I want you to worship Him. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and unto you we lift our voice in praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. If you can sing it, just sing it with me. I gladly bow my knees and worship you, my King. Forever you will be. Erekele mama mama maya, the Lamb upon the throne, the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knees to worship. King, forever you will be. Forever, forever, forever. The Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knee and worship Him alone. Forever you will be. Oh, my King, do shelabala zandare yande, iminuruni kilande, hey, the Lamb upon the throne, the Lamb upon the throne, I gladly bow my knee, and worship Him alone. So you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory. Alisha Barka Zondaya and Diana. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. And so the glory. Of your presence, we in your temple, just worship Him, worship Him, give you reverence. So arise to your rest and be blessed by our praise as we glory in your embrace as your presence now fills this place. Oh, the glory. We love you, Father. Of your presence, we your temple. Oh, give you reverence. I want you to pray that prayer we prayed yesterday. Lord, search within me. Bend me, O Lord. Make me pliable. Bend me, O Lord. Father, the grace that I will keep my lamp burning. Let that grace fall upon me. So arise to your rest and be blessed by our praise as we glory in your embrace as your presence now fills this place. And so breathe on me, breath of God, breathe on me, Spirit of the Lord, as we lift our hands in surrender to your name, Most High, breathe upon me, breath of God, breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord, as we lift our hands in surrender to your name, Most High, I am walking in your love, I am yielding to your Spirit, Jesus, I adore your holy name. Breathe upon me, breath of God. Breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord. As we lift our hands in surrender to your name, Most High, I am walking in your love, I am yielding to your Spirit. Jesus, 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 I adore,
oh God. Oshinde hele beseli visa haladish. Yesaya. No shaha. Maikela baat ika. Husela inik aliet. Ah, ofara zeneke. Divine elite, wasini isaila, iya, imeso wa ikima, zari kima, bring us to the place of total abandonment, nubeli ivi, kule atish elie. Oh, we want to be satisfied by you alone. Oh, Father. We want to be satisfied by you alone, God. We want to be satisfied. It's nothing like your presence, Lord. Even out me, Akush Elliot, Hespir Elliot, Zook, Helen B. Suzwak Erent. We want to be a people after your own heart, Lord. Oh God. Oh, you make Arakisha. Oh, oh, Barakendo Zelik Elliot. Empty us of self. Fill us again. Fill us again. That we will know that it is all about you. That we will see you well. That we will know you the more. Sada Sheda Sheda Ibola say for my people that I have called and I have chosen are giving the enemy an advantage by prolonging my coming. For they are not positioned where I have chosen them to be. For they have become memories than realizing and knowing what I have ordained for them to walk in. And these are the days and the times I am drawing them into the chambers of my heart. Ah, that they will see that the curtains are rent into two. And that they will know what I love. And they will love what I love. And they will desire me the more. For why should they go after broken cisterns when I am the living waters? But my love will I never quench on them. And as they stay in the secret place with me, they will pour forth that love and the glory I have emptied into them, into creation. Then I will come for my bride. I will come. Behold, I come.
We are grateful
get rid of the bitterness, the strife, get rid of them from your heart. And let God use you. Let God flow through you. Make yourself usable. I don't know, I can't shout so much, and I don't know, but I believe you can still hear me. And I'm just shaking. I don't know, I'm just shaking all over here. I'm just shaking. I just feel something just moving through me, all over me like that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Get rid of the past. Set your gaze on Him. And allow Him to do the impossible through you. You are His vessel. And creation are waiting to eat and drink from you. You are His vessel. Shalimokosha karadas ukeredeshiandere karadasya. Receive the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, don't be so mindful of the economy of the earth. In a higher life, we operate by the economy of heaven. We never lack. And that is your testimony from tonight, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, God bless you. I don't think I'll be able to continue. God bless you so much. God bless you. And I pray that the hand of God will continue to rest upon you. And God bless all the preachers who avail themselves right from day one till today, and they avail themselves. I pray that the Lord will reward them mightily, and the Lord will increase them, and God will elevate them higher for His glory, in the name of Jesus. I decree that whatever God has placed inside anybody under the sound of my voice here will not remain obscured, but we bring it forth into exposure, into light. From today, you are carrying light, you are walking in light, and you are going to light up multitudes for God. Through you, God is going to light up. Many multitudes are going to become children of light. Children of light. Children of light. Just through you. From today, when you read the word, revelations and understanding will come easily. Oh, Jesus. Imeha Izabazika. Do Imeha. Anisha Baziana Ava Konish Izadea. Is it the Bible says this? And out of our belly shall flow rivers of living waters. I just feel it in the belly. Lahanda Sakalita Vrekesh. Oh, Zukenesh. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. And bye for now. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Bye. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Nushaka Badota and Makaladesh Radabasataya. The fragrance of heaven is being poured all over you. The fragrance of His glory. the fragrance, it will be upon everything around you. Luya Bakasara Sharaya Ruara Yarahishara Riasara Yarashwaraika Rishelishad.